Okay, I have a question.
Cool.
Which is, do you want to continue to play as the new aggregate of Ion and Nebula, or do you want, like, do you want to take cards from the Arbiter's deck to do so, or do you think this is a good stopping point for the story?
I might have to pull from that deck to play as them at some point. I think what we're missing... So there's Jinx and Airlock.
Mm-hmm.
There's also First Morning, and then there's the Reader. And I really want to know, because I feel like the Reader trying to have this empathetic connection with Nebula, sorry, Deep Sleep. Actually, I think Deep Sleep and Ion become Nebula.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I feel like the Reader experiences that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to pull from somewhere or something to see how that resolves itself.
Okay, so let's say we'll do another event.
Okay.
And find out where the story is at that point.
Cool.
So before we go, we are going to choose takeaway cards, which I'll go down to those rules. Just you know, offer maybe on the record, I don't know. You are the first person to play their Atropos card in the first event, so well done.
Oh, well done, sorry.
No, you're good.
Just gotta keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
Gotta keep it freshy.
Okay.
Gotta kill your darlings.
So at the end of an event, ask each player, what is your takeaway from this scene? Take a card from the event or draw a card from the deck to describe it. This card goes into your hand.
So I do a little draw.
If you want.
Ooh, okay. Recruiter. A parasite without a host. A sorting algorithm. A heat seeker. A bright smile advertising a brighter future. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I mean, I feel like parasites... Actually, no. We're living in the day and age of Venom 2018. Parasite is no longer a bad word. So we can take away from that Nebula has formed this connection.
Mm-hmm.
And while it once thought that creation was the be-all and end-all of what this cyber network had to become, it is now these connections and wants to gently open its arms to other ions and other... you know, god beings that are seeking to become more. And I think that is the takeaway.
I'm going to take Orbiter. I think that as Ion and Deep Sleep combined to create Nebula, the hallways of Ion become indistinct and mm-hmm. wibbly and hard to navigate. But the thing that persists and the thing that Jinx, this tiny little program in this immense machine, getting bigger by the minute, the way that they can sort of orient themselves is by this drumbeat, by these wavelengths, by sort of the ebb and flow of Nebula.
Okay. Cool, 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 cool.
Then ask for the Arbiter's deck, what haven't we seen the last of? Take a card from the event thread or draw a card from the deck to describe it. This card goes into the Arbiter's deck.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Where is the card?
Just like here. We can pick from any of these cards.
Oh, are you not pulling from the Arbiter's deck?
We can if you want.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you were saying you were pulling for the Arbiter's deck now, and I was waiting for that action to happen.
Right, no. Basically we're picking a takeaway for the Arbiter's deck.
Oh, okay. I now understand. I'm gonna do a little flip flop.
Alright.
I'm gonna do a read. Ooh. That's interesting. That's an interesting little card you got there.
Just a little front line.
Well, just a little front line, where the fighting is the thickest. I feel like that's a good takeaway, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Is this idea that, like, now they have something to fight for.
Hmm.
But beyond this, like, because we kind of created god beings that had very, like, overwhelming, like, over-encompassing ideas of what they wanted.
Yeah.
But now it's like they have a connection, and god forbid you try to take that from them.
Yeah, they have something they can lose now.
Yeah, something besides themselves. Because when you've only known yourself, it's not... I mean, if you lose yourself, then you're just nothing. But now there's someone to mourn you.
Alright, these cards go into their old event slot, and this event is not used again. What event comes next? What is cued from this?
Do you want me to pick, or are you picking?
You pick.
Oh, confiscated evidence and object heavy with history. Oh, let's go to the Revelation Cataclysm.
All right.
Let's do a little bit of that, huh?
If you don't mind reading them, that would be cool.
Cool. Does it matter which one goes on the top and which one goes on the bottom, or is it just a
It
fuck
does
it?
not, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't. Cool. I'm gonna align them, flip that card. Camera obscura, a backwards impression through a single point of contact. And the crossing of that is fluke, a workaround, a change of heart, a scientific breakthrough, or an allegiance bot, a fall from grace, private data mained public.
And this is spotlighting the world's desire,
Yes.
which I guess is also your desire now. Or is it? I
Yeah.
don't know.
Yeah. That tracks.
So do you want to describe this? Or do you want, would you rather me?
I feel like I've done a lot of describing. I'm gonna hand it on to you. I'm gonna let the creator talk for a minute.
So did you pick a revelation or a cataclysm? I forget.
I think it was a cataclysm.
Okay. What happens is that the sort of ordered creation, the historied creation of Ion, gives order to Nebula's noise. And very suddenly, the reader finds themselves with an enormous amount of data
Ooh.
that is, but it's like a backwards impression through a single point of contact. So it's like if you got like the Library of Congress, but all of the data was backwards. All of it was, it's not a heavy cipher, but it is enough that you need to go through and flip everything.
Yeah, I'm also imagining it kind of being shoved in through a pinhole.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know that anything is destroyed through that, but like just this like fire hose of information.
Through the eye of a needle. Taking a look at, sorry, I'm just looking at Fluke again. Workaround, a change of heart, a scientific breakthrough. I mean, scientific breakthrough. Allegiance bot, fall from grace. I like this side of Fluke that's like the reader suddenly has access to all of this, but like it's a destruction to them. And I feel like maybe to kind of understand this card, we might need to draw for the reader again to kind of understand them a little more.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
I hope you know I'm gonna bring a lot of the youth to your podcast by just saying yeet a lot. It's gonna make you really popular with those Fortniters. Yeet.
Fortniters?
Yeah, sure. Spindlewheel, the Fortnite expansion. Yeet. I'm
Oh
just
my
gonna yeet
god.
this game into the future, you know?
Fortnite expansion.
I love just putting out buzzwords that are video game related and waiting for people to laugh.
I'm too old. I'm too old for this, James. Too fucking old.
Oh, old and
Okay.
I love you.
So the reader, I pulled Gauntlet, a notorious minefield, rich with treasures, fraught with peril, crossed by reconfiguration. A course corrected, a smooth transition, a fluke accounted for, or an overcorrection, a complete overhaul, an overnight reversal. I think that the reader found themselves fundamentally changed by their interaction with Deep Sleep a long time ago. And I think this was when Deep Sleep first started to show signs of cognizance. And I think that the reader is fairly old in that they were there for sort of the singularity for the beginning of it, which I'm picturing as a very confusing time. And they were changed by examining Deep Sleep and by that noise. But that's about all I know about them, I think.
That makes sense to me. And I feel like Gauntlet is kind of just more talking about who they are, what it means to be a reader. Because I feel like reader is a title as well as a class of person. I feel like that was kind of implicit. And I feel like it's easy to say that no other reader has had this kind of connection where they've witnessed such a, like, it's like witnessing a birth. But it's witnessing a birth at the expense of something that you once held extremely dear. It's like all those fucking mech animes where the 14-year-olds have connections with these giant robots, except now the giant robots are becoming something else, and you're like, no, wait, but that my entire identity was based around having a connection to you. And I think that comes back to the Fluke card and the fall from grace, because the reader has spent their whole life reading this one creation, and then they just witnessed not just something awe-inspiring and like new and a different connection, but at the same time, it took everything away from them.
God, yeah, absolutely. This, like, the pinhole was literally their connection to it. and they can't even tap into it now because of this flood of information.
Oh yeah, it's like it would be like trying to push back if there was a hole in the hull of the ship and you're trying to push through it to get to the ocean outside, but you can't because it's drowning you.
Oh, reader.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah.
What does Jinx do? I was thinking maybe that Jinx would be helpful for like 2.5 seconds, but no.
Jinx fucked you. God, I was thinking Jinx would be helpful.
I'm playing Tesseract, toying with the fundamental fabric of the universe. Jinx is using this information. Jinx can read it, right? Jinx is a smart little bastard.
Yeah.
And it's like they finally got, like, the janitor's big ring of keys. And they yeah. are breaking into everything and also breaking everything
yeah.
that they can get their grubby little AI hands on.
Yeah, they're changing their attendance record fully.
Mm-hmm. Things are no longer graded in letters. It is all just fart noises now.
Yeah. Nice.
Also, sort of pointedly screwing over First Morning.
Yes.
Just wrecking everything about them.
Yes. Ooh, this is juicy. Hey, can I hop on in there?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna pull from a deck, I think the just the general deck, to see what's up with Airlock when this is going on.
Oh, good question.
Yeah, let's do a draw. Are you gonna, yeah, you're gonna let me do a draw. Nope, let's not draw 11 cards.
That's too many.
Hey, that's too many cards. It's like at work when I almost order 5,000 kilos of something.
That's too many!
That's too many! And then they call me and they're like, hey, what's good? What's up? We don't have that much fish. Ooh.
What'd you get?
Ooh, Sasha!
Oh my god!
Sasha! Ooh! A clone. An unexpected mutation, a recessive gene, an evolutionary branch. A backup, a reiteration, a doppelganger. Oof! Oof, Sasha!
Oh my god.
Which one of these juicy boys are we gonna tap into? Oh, man, Sasha! Sasha! Sasha, how are these AI's bits gonna touch? There's so much juice.
Oh boy. Okay. Alright, so, a lot of information going around.
Yep, literally.
I imagine Ion is a big machine, and so was Deep Sleep. And Deep Sleep was just a lot in general. So there's probably something about Jinx in there. And Airlock is going to pick up on that. Airlock is just going to hone in on that shit.
Yeah, because they're obsessed, right?
Because they're obsessed, yeah.
Because they're Mariah Carey obsessed.
I am always endeared by the enemy AI suddenly becoming you, but over here.
Yeah.
But I'm also intrigued by an unexpected mutation.
Yeah, especially that recessive gene.
Yeah. And considering Jinx was a diagnostic program to begin with, what about them has laid dormant that Airlock now has?
I think it's time for you to pull a card.
Okay.
that's the song I sing when that needs to happen.
Oh, interesting. Host, vessel, symbiote, the base of infrastructure, or lighthouse keeper, caretaker, bartender.
Ooh, bartender. That's a loaded word. Ooh, all of these are juicy. These are ripe and plump.
I like caretaker a lot here, because basically Jinx was supposed to spot these things and then go get a bigger, adultier AI to go and handle it.
A bigger, adultier AI.
And, like...
a daddy AI, if you will.
Oh, my God. I also like Lighthouse Keeper is a thing. I also like
that. Because Lighthouse is, like... okay, so Jinx was the diagnostic.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's less about, like, rooting out the bad and more about calling the AI home? Because maybe the things that were going wrong were a lot more like Ion and that it was fracturing and they needed that lighthouse.
That's so good.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm so into that.
Okay. Yeet.
Airlock over here just evolving.
Y'all mind if I just become a lighthouse? Like some sort of fucking indie song?
Well, that was a lot that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So what is Nebula? Like, what are they doing?
What is Nebula? I feel like it's funny because you said that and I was thinking about Lighthouse and all I could say was the ocean, of course. What are they doing? I think they're, well, they have a pause. They take a moment to breathe and enjoy this connection and go, oh, this is an aspect of existence we have not yet discovered. And yes, we want to form these other connections, but not at the expense of what we already have. Mm-hmm. And I think they're building... I'm going to draw a card to see what they're building. Should I do it from the Arbiter or from the deck?
From the Arbiter feels right.
Yeah, cool. Take card.
Resurrection Day! Yes!
Yeet!
Oh my god.
A deep sleep interrupted, crypts opened and emptied. I feel like that's great. I feel like they're purging deep sleep, or what was deep sleep.
Oh wow.
I think they're making a safe place for themselves in the history that deep sleep inhabited. Mm-hmm. And I think it's in the, like, because deep sleep was so worried about losing themselves, but how can you lose themselves the more people know about you? And Ion is so massive. And if Ion knows and loves deep sleep can never die.
Hmm.
Anything else you want to add or riff off of or do better?
that's a hell of a challenge.
Yeah. you wanna pwn me, my friend?
I guess, Christ, is it 1980?
Yeah, I'm really reaching deep into my gamer terminology for this game.
God, I meant to say 1998, but it's fine.
You know what? Time is meaningless.
Time is meaningless. I guess my question is it like bringing what deep sleep was into the present? In like a, if deep sleep was an NES game, it'd be like making a port for the Switch? As long as we're deep into the gamer talk.
Yeah, as long as we're deep into this gamer lingo.
Catering to this specific audience.
No, I think it's more like... So you know that generation that fucking loved... What's a game from your childhood that you loved, Sasha? That does not exist in a... Like it's not super accessible right now.
Oh, Rocket Jockey. Yeah.
Rocket Jockey?
Mm-hmm.
So Rocket Jockey never dies so long as you exist. And I think it's that comfort that allows deep sleep to exist as a less nebulous, like, untouchable thing and allow themselves to be touched, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they're not afraid of the future because they are loved.
You know what? That's fucking rad.
You know what? I wish that was me.
Yeah.
We could all take a page out of Nebula's book here.
Fucking hashtag squad goals. Like, let's get there.
Hashtag love each other, never die. Can that be the tagline for this episode? Yes. Love each other, never die.
Yes. Good. 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 I would love to do a gift. I think with that in mind.
Cool.
So let's choose a takeaway card.
Hmm. Oh, are you choosing? Am I choosing?
We all choose. I choose one for me, and then I guess you choose for the deck. I don't know. You're in like a weird liberal space right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I killed my character and became god, so.
You did. Have you been playing from your hand at all?
Maybe. I think I might have.
Okay. Then you should pull into your hand.
Okay.
And you can continue to play, and that way you're sort of taking on Nebula as where Nebula was once just deep sleep at like an NPC. Now it's you. Now Nebula is more or less your character. Like the Arbiter's deck will influence it, but
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe we can pull from the Arbiter's deck when... Fuck it, when we feel like it. We make the rules, we're gods here. I'm gonna go ahead and snatch Resurrection Day then, as the takeaway. I think that love is very integral to who Nebula is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important if I'm gonna play this character to have that safely tucked away behind some cyber rib cages.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's the opposite of this again? A pinhole camera, a thin stream of light, a long developed image. Do I want that? I don't know if I want that. I'm gonna draw for it. That feels right. Thaw. Rising oceans, acid rain, old ruins revealed and new ruins made. Or, imperishable, warming a cold heart, a change too gradual to be noticed. Oh, Jinx. Oh, boy. You thought you would never change. Thought you would never die. Didn't even see it coming.
God.
Good. All right, what haven't we seen the last of?
Where are we pulling from something, or are we talking about that card?
We're choosing for the Arbiter's deck.
Oh, what haven't we seen the last of? Oh, you mean we're pulling? Okay, gotcha. That's a really good fucking question. What are Clone and Host doing? Are those going? Where are those going when we're done?
We pulled those to describe what was going on with Airlock.
Yeah.
Technically, because they were answering questions, they would probably go into the Arbiter's deck anyway.
Cool. Well, in that case, just as a nice little fuck you, Sasha, I think Tesseract is what we've never seen the last of.
Cool.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I took it. Fuck. I picked it up. I stole, and now they're going to yell at me in Skyrim. Fuck. I missed a great opportunity to just drive this game as close towards Skyrim as I possibly could have.
Skyrim.exe just boots up on your machine, and yeah. The guard just spawns in to yell at you.
Yeah. Fuck.
Good.
Hey, sorry, quick aside, I have a new pitch for a spindle wheel game.
Uh-huh.
A fully competitive spindle wheel game where one person is just trying to play a nice game of spindle wheel and the other person is trying desperately to make it Skyrim.
Are you saying that Todd Howard should guest on Spindle Wheel Stories?
Yeah, I feel like this is kind of your breakthrough into the mainstream, is you make this game mode popular, get Todd to guest, and then everyone learns about Spindle Wheel, but the curse is they only want to play Spindle Skyrim.
Fuck.
I think I hacked your game.
You did. You've done it.
This is my Spindle Wheel mod.
Oh my god.
More okay. Like my spindle wheel, Todd.
Mm. Okay. All right. Okay. So the gift. And this spotlights Jinx's desire, which is confiscated evidence, an object heavy with history, which, if I remember correctly, was the pivot point for AI awareness.
Right. Yes.
Would you mind describing this one?
The core, you mean, that we fucking pulled? Oh, we pulled fusion core.
We did.
Vice... indulge a regulation circumvented material as toxic as it is necessary, valuable and volatile. Ooh, these are good. I think it's the material as toxic as it is necessary that's calling to me.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the organic nature of these AIs, which is necessary, but like so in a lot of robot/AI fiction, it's that AIs eventually out, like, we become redundant because mm-hmm. they're so much better than us.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's not necessarily that, in that they're going to become better than us and then decide that we have to die. It's that we're going to become redundant and just going to be, like bystanders watching a bomb go off, but that bomb doesn't even touch us.
Mm-hmm.
Gunslinger, slug thrower, lone wolf, relic of a bygone age, buckshot hunter, turret gunner, arms dealer. And I feel like Relic of a Bygone Age is going to be really key there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a weird card to pull, but I think that phrase has its belonging.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this event is describing Jinx's desire.
Yeah, the problem. If that makes sense. Absolutely.
And I think the key to where this like AI branch off happened was those people standing by and watching as this thing that was necessary becomes toxic, not in a way that's like actively hostile, but in a way that they can't survive and become those astronaut echoes we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the readers come in.
Absolutely.
In order to still be a part of this world, you have to have this cyber empathy connection. And I think that's part of why the loss of deep sleep was so traumatic for our reader.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had this connection, and for like that moment, you mattered in this world that has outgrown you. And then it was taken away from you.
Yeah. Well, shit. I'm just looking at my cards. I think it's this. The acid rain, the old ruins revealed, new ruins made. I think to anyone else, this would have been a gift.
Mm.
And I think that the idea of it was that, like, now your life's work is completed. Now everything that you ever wanted to know is unencrypted and available for you at your leisure.
Mm-hmm.
But what it actually does, and sort of in conjunction with Jinx's meddling, is I think it overwhelms the reader, and mm-hmm. it eats away at the first morning, and it, like, I like the sort of image of Aralloch as this rotating light of the lighthouse mm-hmm. above just chaos, and the old ruins revealed and new ruins made of, like, this old core, this old provenance that is revealed through this flood of information that is, like you said, as corrupting as it is vital to, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so where does that kind of leaves us? So Nebula is having this, like, experience that is at once as human as it is holy.
Yeah.
Jinx is now running amok, perhaps joyfully and perhaps running towards the edge of a cliff. And Aralloch has found this type of existence in Jinx and is just inhabiting this, like, almost irrelevant now persona of a calling home.
Mm.
And the reader just can't even push through everything they've ever wanted and everything that they could ever imagine because they're just irrelevant machinery at this point.
Oof.
Yeah.
Hell of a gift.
Yeah.
I just played, so I shouldn't again, if you have something you would like to do.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull... I feel like there's not... Right now, with what's on the board, there's nothing Nebula needs to react to.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna pull from the fuck is it called?
Arbiter's deck?
Yeah.
Do we want to find out what First Morning is up to?
Oh, hey, that's a really good idea. Take a card. Oh, haha. So kind of in the same way that Nebula's connection started this cataclysm, I feel like we've kind of set up First Morning to be this, like First Morning was going to fall
mm-hmm.
as, like, this final pillar of, like I don't even say think they could be an antagonist because they're so redundant.
Yeah.
And I think in an effort to save themselves, kind of like Deep Sleep was trying to save itself from being consumed or being taken over, they also shut their doors.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just the beginning of the end. I think that this card is telling us that, like, they have fully made themselves irrelevant to this world.
Mm-hmm.
And not that First Morning was necessarily, like, a good thing, but I think that also says to someone like the reader, not only have all of our gods fallen, but all of our devils have fallen too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are so fully... We don't belong in this world. This world is not for us.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even have anything to fight against.
God. Yeah.
I think that kind of also speaks to the theme we were talking about earlier, which was, what was it? If you are loved, you can't die.
Mm-hmm.
But to be so irrelevant, neither loved nor hated, like, that's like a final, final death.
Yeah.
That's what really puts humanity to shame, is that there's nothing. Like, there's so much more beautiful going on, and you're just, like, a tadpole.
Mm.
Not even a tadpole. Cool.
Fuck yeah.
You can't see, but I just dabbed.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Just dab one out for humanity. Yeah.
Good. Very good.
Good.
Okay. I am a little at odds with Aralloch, I think. I mean to say that Jinx is. I think Aralloch is very cool.
Okay. Yeah. Aralloch's sexy as hell.
I think I'm actually going to play Jinx. I'm going to play it sideways because I'm playing a little bit from both. With the twin speech, especially, I think that Jinx continues its mayhem, but is, like, affected as much by Aralloch's pull. Aralloch's, mm-hmm. like, call home as everything else is, and so there is this tug that that restrains them from the full scope of what they wanted to do, and I think that this is very frustrating, and I think that Jinx is going to turn on itself and try to carve Aralloch out.
Is that kind of where you're leaving that?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to pull from the Arbiter's deck then and see what Airlok finally says to Jinx, or what connection is finally made there.
Fuck off. God.
I was like, you know what? There's a high chance it could be this fucking card. Hey, buddy.
Oh my God. We're back here again.
We're back here. The
Why are we
endless
back
hall of
here
mirrors.
again?
Oh, fuck. Shit, dude. Fuck.
Right, talk this out for me. I'm just.
You're done.
Oh my God.
I feel like what the Tesseract card is trying to tell us is that Airlok and Jinx are a parallel dimension to Nebula.
Ooh.
Because they're at odds with each other, and I think that they both want from the other what neither of them are willing to concede. And they refuse to join up into a hall of mirrors, and instead are kind of running circles around each other. And I think that's why this card actually keeps coming back to Jinx, is because Jinx is at this point unwilling to make that connection that into the calm that Nebula now enjoys. And I think it's trying to say, like, you can run circles around this, and you can try and cut Airlok out, but at some point you have to speak to them.
Oh, it's handy that we have an event. It's called a conversation, huh?
Yeah, it's almost like, yeah.
It's almost like
Yeah.
that. Yeah. Huh.
Huh.
I think we should do that
Cool.
then. Let's grab takeaways.
Sure. I feel like because we're going to the conversation, the Tesseract does not need to be taken away.
No. I'm gonna take the greenhouse for the quarantine lockdown.
Cool. And you're taking that for your deck?
Yeah.
And I pull from my deck, right?
You can pull, you can take from the event. Either is fine.
I think Thaw is rich with possibilities. I'm gonna take that. Do I put that into my deck? Correct? Okay, cool. I take that. I do this.
What haven't we seen the last of? What goes into the Arbiter's deck?
Jinx.
Yeah. And then retire these. And let's go to that good conversation.
Cool.
All right, so that's holiday, a commercialized tradition, a jumbled knot of memory and sentiment, or teeming crowds, a parade march, a week-long pub crawl, and the wheel, a perpetual motion engine, an endless toil, or company policy, social norm, public opinion. This has so much to do with people in a way that we haven't seen in this game yet, and that is really intriguing, especially since Airlok, as they are now, is determined to be a beacon in the dark, and like a guiding light away from terrible things. I like a jumbled knot of memory and sentiment. I think it's one of those things where Airlok itself can't really put it into words. There's too much to parse.
I mean that just suits the theme of holiday. Like, there's so much behind a holiday.
Yeah. Not sure if the wheel is the perpetual engine or social norm. What do you think?
I mean, I feel like a perpetual motion engine and endless toil is a relationship that, like, for better or for worse, Airlok and Jinx are now connected. I think that's what this conversation is. And I think that while Nebula was so perfect in that almost like in that almost dreamlike way, I feel like this is more of a like we will always be having this conversation for better or worse.
Yeah. God, yeah.
Yeah.
Where Nebula gets to be this big, beautiful shape,
Yeah.
in space.
These two are just they're going around, but they're not going around each other. They're just going around together.
Yeah.
You think?
I think I'm playing Parliament of Owls, which is fitting because Airlok was the Nocturnalist to begin with.
Right.
But the life-altering decisions at the whim of the unaffected, upstaged by petty squabbles.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit like Jinx is arguing that what they do, the sort of chaos that they sow, it's not pointless. It's not just for the sake of it. They are doing work. It is to an end. And it can't achieve this end with Airlok hindering it at every turn. Mm. Like, with this gravitational pull slingshotting it away from its work.
Mm-hmm. Can I play from my deck for Airlok? Or no?
I mean, if you have an idea for it, I'm not going to say no.
So what Jinx is saying is that Jinx cannot become their means to their end if Airlok's holding them back at every turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to play Turing Test, because like a tropey relationship, because this is just my spindle wheel fanfiction, I feel like Airlok goes, but you need my rigid standard, my watchful eye, because look at what it's brought you so far, running from me. Like, where would you be now in the wake of Nebula without me? And I think they say that as gently as possible.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to draw. This is me reflecting.
Mm-hmm.
Fatal, a fretful frown, a disarming gaze, a muddled history, or a delicate facade belied by an iron will. Yeah. I think to this point, Jinx has seen Airlok as something to be foiled.
Mm-hmm.
As like a cartoon villain to be bonked on the head with a pan.
Mm-hmm.
And they stop fighting for a second. And actually, like, they look at Airlok and take them seriously for a second.
Hmm.
I'll take that. And then the Arbiter gets a move.
So they're looking at Airlok, taking them seriously for once in their fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
Airlok's like, Jesus fucking Christ. Thank fuck. What'd you pull, my dude? Oof!
Void.
Oofa doofa.
The vacuum of space, a curated absence, or the infinite dark, the wide corridors between stars, cities, people.
That's a nice... Go ahead.
I have an idea for this, which is... I mean, I will pitch this, because Airlok is as much yours as they are mine.
Okay.
Which is, I think that these two in orbit around each other, right? Mm-hmm. I think that Airlok proposes that Airlok is never going to leave Jinx alone. But they can give it space.
Mm.
The wide corridors between
people. Like a compromise.
Yeah.
I was also drawn to that phrase for a different reason that I don't necessarily think like cancels out your reason.
Mm.
It was a nice juxtaposition for me to the Hall of Mirrors that Jinx so often found themselves back in. And it feels like a quieter space and a much more, a space where Jinx can work, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think that's more...
Yes, I
think,
I like that very much.
I think that is what Jinx needs, is a space to work. But I think Airlok needs that watchful eye. And I think that they continue to orbit, but it's a calmer orbit in a void.
Yeah.
Because it's not so beset by all this other bullshit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that primes Jinx really well for their Atropos.
Nice.
I don't have a good cap for it, though. I just feel ready.
You just feel ready. We'll put that card out. Let's fucking see.
So, Kingmaker, a tailored suit, a blank check, a razor smile, or an operating system, a proprietary program?
I mean, I feel like operating system, as it's written in this, it's capitalized, so it kind of makes you think of OS, right? But I feel like it doesn't need to be capitalized.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like just, it's a system that operates, says a lot. And it's kind of, it once again, like, I think it does run parallel to Nebula, in that Nebula is a thing and it is reaching out, but I feel like there's still beauty in a thing that works.
Yeah.
And just making the conscious decision not to damage each other is a lot. Like, that is a perfectly acceptable form of love.
Yeah.
Moral of Skyrim. Oh, fuck. I just called Spinola Skyrim.
You piece of shit.
Fuck. Shit, shit, shit. I fucked up. Sorry, Spinola Wheel's canceled. We're done. It's over. Oh my god. Are you still there?
Oh my god. I can't believe Spinola Wheel was just a remaster of Skyrim this whole time.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
Unbelievable. You are gone. Well, you are literally gone. Goodbye. Goodbye, Jibs.
Fuck. Sajal will get this, but they're rapidly typing at me, James, we have to do outros. Come back and contend with what you've wrought. Go leave this call. gonna join this call. Hello?
You're back, hi.
Come back and contend with what you've wrought. Well, okay, let's do the outro. Do you remember how Skyrim ends?
I don't think anyone's ever finished Skyrim.
That's fair. It is the game that never ends. So here we are.
Here we are.
We've transcended humanity and found many forms of love. And killed humanity. Not on purpose, even. They just died.
Well, Jinx did it a little bit on purpose.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, but that's a Jinx thing. I don't think anyone else was kind of going for that.
So I have been Sasha. You can find me on Twitter at Sasha_Renault. You can find Spindlewheel at TCabbage. And if you are interested in this game, you can print and play it all completely free at tinyurl.com/spindlewheel-openbeta. And with me today was James.
Yeah, I've been James. You can find me on Twitter at BabyDeathclaw if you like pictures of mice and cursed tweets. And that has links to all my writing and bullshit, which we didn't actually get into the part of Spindlewheel that I wrote, which is fine. So if you like my sense of humor, maybe my writing is also as enjoyable. Maybe you want to check that out.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Thank you for breaking my game.
Yay, no problem. Thank you for helping me recreate Skyrim.
Fuck.